So Ernest Miles was a doyen of coloproctology. I have a certain relationship, I think, with him, having spent some of my time at Barts as a consultant and latterly at the Royal Marsden. But he was a trained surgeon at the turn of the century, having been brought up in the West Indies at school where his father was the headmaster. But he moved, having been a pathology demonstrator at Barts, to St. Mark's and took up joint appointments both at the Royal Cancer Hospital, which subsequently became the Royal Marsden, and also to Gordon Hospital, which is a centre for coloproctology in Marylebone at the same sort of time. So he had dual appointments. He was obviously an interested chap. He was committed to his task, and I think the detail with which he undertook, the diligent work he did in rectal cancer and his contribution reflects that. And I suspect would not have been sat quietly hiding his light under a bushel in an audience like this when things were there to be challenged. He was obviously an outspoken chap. But he had his other side. He had a box at Royal Ascot, to which he entertained not only his friends, but also patients who had become friends, having effectively saved their lives from a cancer at that time.